Highlights of the past year. The earthly part of Jehovah's organization is irresistibly on the move. We invite you to hear about exciting developments that have taken place over the past months. Properties bought and sold. A new location for world headquarters. In July 2009, Jehovah's Witnesses purchased a plot of land in the state of New York, USA, with plans to relocate their world headquarters. The 253-acre property is located about 50 miles northwest of the existing facilities, which have been in Brooklyn, New York since 1909. Some 800 Bethelites will live and work at the new facility, which will include an office building, a services building, maintenance buildings, and 4 residence buildings. A modest museum documenting the modern-day history of Jehovah's Witnesses is also planned for the site. The facility will take up 45 acres of the purchased property, leaving the surrounding forest and wetlands undeveloped. The landscaping will not include any large lawn areas. Instead, the buildings will harmonize with the site's wooded location. To conserve resources, architects have designed the buildings to be energy efficient, which will result in minimal environmental impact and low operating costs. For example, the roofs of the buildings will be covered with hardy, low-maintenance plants, both to decrease the runoff of rain and to stabilize temperatures inside the buildings. The office design takes advantage of natural light for illumination. Water conservation is also a priority. What prompted the planned move? Branch offices in other parts of the world now share in the printing of Bibles and Bible-based literature, which was once exclusively done in Brooklyn. In 2004, printing and shipping operations in the United States were moved to Wallkill, New York, about 90 miles northwest of Brooklyn. Cost, too, is a consideration. It is expensive to operate and maintain the aging and scattered facilities in Brooklyn. By relocating to a compact facility, we can make better use of donated funds. Branch offices consolidated. As of September 2012, the oversight of more than 24 branch offices of Jehovah's Witnesses has been transferred to larger branches. There are 2 main reasons for the changes. 1. Technology has simplified the work. In recent years, improvements in communications and printing technology have reduced the number of personnel needed at larger branches. With fewer people serving at larger branches, room became available to house some who were working in smaller branches in other countries. Now, from key locations, a pool of experienced witnesses cares for the work of Bible education. For example, the preaching work in Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama has come under the supervision of the Mexico branch. Consequently, the branch offices in those 6 countries were closed. 40 Bethel family members from those branches were reassigned to the Mexico branch. About 95 others remained in their native countries where they took up the full-time ministry. Others in those Central American countries continued work in translation offices under the supervision of the Mexico branch. For example, about 20 translators in Panama translate Bible publications into indigenous languages. In Guatemala, 16 witnesses translate publications into 4 local languages. The reorganization efforts in Central America have reduced the number of Bethelites from 300 to about 75. 2. More full-time workers available for preaching. Because of the mergers, brothers who had been serving in small branches can now concentrate on preaching the good news. One brother in Africa, who was reassigned to the preaching activity, wrote, "Adjusting my lifestyle to suit the new circumstances was a challenge during the first few months. However, being in the ministry daily has brought me joy and blessings beyond measure. Presently, I am conducting Bible studies with 20 people, and some of them now attend congregation meetings." A longtime Brooklyn landmark. Day and night for more than 40 years, the 15-foot-tall red letters atop the world headquarters of Jehovah's Witnesses have been a familiar sight to residents of New York City, many of whom depend on the sign's useful display of the time and temperature. A sign was originally installed more than 70 years ago by the previous owner of the building. Jehovah's Witnesses changed the sign to its present form after purchasing the building in 1969. To make it more efficient and accurate, the sign has been modified several times. In the mid-1980s, a display of the temperature in Celsius was added to the alternating display of the time and temperature in Fahrenheit. Ebony, who can see the sign from her apartment in Brooklyn, said, "It's nice just to look out the window to see the time and temperature before I go to work. It keeps me on time and helps me dress for the weather." Will the sign remain there for another 40 years? With the planned relocation of Jehovah's Witnesses World Headquarters, that decision will rest with the future owners of the building.